Hey guys, this is Palm here with Tyler, and we are going to be talking about who is the GOAT of MMA. So I'm going to start with Tyler. Tyler, who do you think is the GOAT of mixed martial arts? Okay, who do I think? Personally, it's honestly between John Jones and Anderson Silva. I think they're both very good champions. John Jones has arguably never lost as well. The only problem with John Jones is that the whole PED scandal and those kind of issues have almost, it doesn't really qualify him very well, doesn't give him a very good reason to be the GOAT. So that's who I think is the GOAT. Tyler, do you think Khabib Nurmagomedov should be in the discussion?
No.
That's correct. I agree with you 100%. I feel like Khabib Nurmagomedov has just
My
been...
My GOAT is the Korean zombie.
Alright, why is that?
Because he's...
Is it because he's good at MMA? Is it because of his record? Or is it because you like who he is as a fighter?
I just like who he is as a fighter.
Okay, so going back to what I was saying about Khabib Nurmagomedov, I don't like him because I feel like he has a very padded record. Maybe his last 9 fights were really good opponents, but when you compare that to other fighters, it doesn't really add up. People like Michael Chandler, Charles Oliveira have better records fighting against better fighters than Khabib Nurmagomedov. I also feel like I think he had 3 title defenses, and as a champion, you should be defending your belt more. And definitely, I mean, if you compare him to John Jones and people like Anderson Silva, that's like 13 title defenses, 15 title defenses, 15 title fights. And Khabib only has around 3-4. So that's why I don't think Khabib is the GOAT.
John Jones is coming back?
Yes, I think John Jones is coming back. I think they're going to make the fight against Ngannou, kind of force him to fight. But honestly, I would have Stipe Miocic fight John Jones for the interim belt, because I don't think Ngannou really wants to return. I think Ngannou is just making excuses to not fight at this point. So Tyler has a question for me.
Who do you think is the next Conor McGregor, or could possibly fill his shoes as a fighter?
I think a lot of people are going to say Paddy Pimblett because of the way he's kind of been treated by the UFC. But I don't think so. I think it's going to be Sugar Sean O'Malley. I think Sugar Sean O'Malley has been rising really well. And he has that star potential. I think with Paddy's most recent bout, you really see that there's a lot of gaps. Some people say he won, other people say he didn't. I personally think it was a draw. So
well, you know what we should do?
So now we're going to be looking at the ESPN awards and what we think they should be and what they are. So we're going to start with Fight of the Year.
Fight of the Year. I think it should go to Burns and Chimaev.
Yeah, that was definitely a very good fight. And which fight received that award?
Glover Teixeira and then Yuri Prochazka.
Yeah, that was a really good fight as well, but I think that Burns versus Chimaev was better because it's not a title fight, and it could have gone, if it had been 5 rounds, it could have gone all 5 rounds, and it would have been action in every single one. I feel like the Yuri and Glover fight had a little bit too much moments where there wasn't as much action, whereas the Burns versus Chimaev fight also kind of helped grow Khamzat Chimaev. Alright,
UFC event of the year.
This is a hard one. I think it's between UFC 280. Actually, no.
281.
I'd say 280 because Islam Makhachev. I believe it's UFC 280 because there was a very good star power cast. Islam Makhachev beat Charles Oliveira for the belt. And on the other side of things, they were great fights. Of course, it was kind of ruined by TJ Dillashaw and the injury kind of issue.
Yeah, no,
but
I think
Sugar Sean had a great fight. He beat Peter Yan.
281. I think the Michael Chandler and Dustin Poirier that carried the event.
It was a pretty good event, but honestly, I think the card before that was just lackluster, so that's why I would say UFC 280. Alright. So, the next topic is Knockout of the Year, and I think this award, I don't think, who won the award?
Leon Edwards.
Alright, Leon Edwards. I get why that's Knockout of the Year, but if the Leon Edwards knockout on Kamaru Usman was an award, I would have given it to something like, probably even Fight of the Year. And I would have said Michael Chandler's knockout of Tony Ferguson was impressive. I think a lot of people just don't look at it. A lot of people don't want to face it because everyone loves Tony Ferguson. And it's kind of sad to see him just fall from where he was, where he once was, like in 2019. But it was an amazing KO. He just caught him like that with that leg kick, boom on the chin. And it was the same thing with the Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards knockout.
Tony Ferguson one was just more satisfying. I'm not a big fan of Tony Ferguson.
I see, that's what I would have said for the Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards knockout. I really don't like Kamaru Usman as a champion, but I feel like the Michael Chandler one was just, it was smoother, and he really caught him well. And plus, it's a non-title fight. I feel like non-title fights should also be looked at a lot more, because a lot of times title fights just win so many awards, even if not much goes on.
Next,
the Fighter of the Year.
Fighter of the Year.
I think this one's hard, but for someone who fought a lot, for me, the Fighter of the Year would have to be someone who fought a lot and who had consistency.
I think Pereira won this one, by the way.
So Alex Pereira won this one.
Two fights. I think Volkanovski or something like that should.
Volkanovski also had two fights, but they were both title fights, and they're high profile, and he did really, really do damage to Max Holloway. And, So I think Alexander Volkanovski could win it. I mean, could win it. Would be my nomination. Should have won it, yes.
We also have Submission of the Year.
I think the Charles Oliveira and Justin Gaethje submission, because of the whole kind of everything around it, and the fact that he was really getting beat up in that first round, and he comes back and he just submits him.
I would have said either the Islam one, or the Oliveira one on Poirier, standing in the naked choke.
That was last year. Thanks, that was our takes on the awards of the year and
Woman's
the
Fight of the Year.
We forgot Women's Fight of the Year, so we're gonna go over that. I think what's her name? A lot of
Rose Namajunas.
You can't say Rose Namajunas.
Zhang Weili.
I think Zhang Weili, because she kinda came back. She had that really good KO over Joanna Jan Jacek, and then she submitted Esparza. So yeah, so thank you everyone, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Most improved fighter.
So we're gonna start with Fight of the Year.
Fight of the Year. I think it should go to Burns and Chimaev.
Yeah, that was definitely a very good fight. And which fight received that award?
Glover Teixeira, and then Yuri Prochazka.
Yeah, that was a really good fight as well, but I think that Burns versus Chimaev was better because it's not a title fight, and it could have gone, if it had been five rounds, it could have gone all five rounds, and it would have been action in every single one. I feel like the Yuri and Glover fight had a little bit too much moments where there wasn't as much action, whereas the Burns versus Chimaev fight also kind of helped grow Khamzat Chimaev. Alright,
UFC event of the year.
This is a hard one. I think it's between UFC 280. Actually, no.
281.
I'd say 280 because Islam Makhachev. I believe it's UFC 280 because there was a very good star power cast. Islam Makhachev beat Charles Oliveira for the belt. And on the other side of things, They were great fights. Of course, it was kind of ruined by TJ Dillashaw and the injury kind of issue.
Yeah, no, but I think
Sugar Sean had a great fight. He beat Peter Yan.
281. I think the Michael Chandler and Dustin Poirier that carried the event.
It was a pretty good event, but honestly, I think the card before that was just lackluster, so that's why I would say UFC 280. Alright. So, the next topic is Knockout of the Year, and I think this award, who won the award?
Leon Edwards.
Alright, Leon Edwards. I get why that's Knockout of the Year, but if the Leon Edwards knockout on Kamaru Usman was an award, I would have given it to something like probably even Fight of the Year. And I would have said Michael Chandler's knockout of Tony Ferguson was impressive. I think a lot of people just don't look at it. A lot of people don't want to face it because everyone loves Tony Ferguson. And it's kind of sad to see him just fall from where he was, where he once was, like in 2019. But it was an amazing KO. He just caught him like that with that leg kick, boom on the chin. And it was the same thing with the Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards knockout.
Tony Ferguson one was just more satisfying. Cause I'm not a big fan of Tony Ferguson.
I see, that's what I would have said for the Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards knockout. I really don't like Kamaru Usman as a champion, but I feel like the Michael Chandler one was just, it was smoother and he really caught him well. And plus it's a non-title fight. I feel like non-title fights should also be looked at a lot more, because a lot of times title fights just win so many awards, even if not much goes on.
Next,
the Fighter of the Year.
Fighter of the Year.
I think this one's hard, but for someone who fought a lot, for me, the Fighter of the Year would have to be someone who fought a lot and who had consistency.
I think Pereira won this one, by the way.
So Alex Pereira won this one.
Two fights. I think and Volkanovski or something like that
should. Volkanovski also had two fights, but they were both title fights and they're high profile, and he did really, really do damage to Max Holloway. And, So I think Alexander Volkanovski could win it. I mean, could win it. Could would be my should, nomination. Should have won it, yes.
We also have Submission of the Year.
I think the Charles Oliveira and Justin Gaethje submission, because of the whole kind of everything around it, and the fact that he was really getting beat up in that first round, and he comes back and he just submits him.
I would have said either the Islam one, or the Oliveira one on Poirier.
That was last year. We forgot Women's Fight of the Year, so we're going to go over that. I think... what's her name? A lot of...
Rose Namajunas.
You can't say Rose Namajunas.
Zhang Weili.
I think Zhang Weili, because she kind of came back. She had that really good KO over Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And then she submitted Esparza. So, yeah. So, thank you, everyone, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Most improved fighter.